membership.
My name is David Fisk, and I'm the Executive Director of the Richmond Symphony, and a very proud member of WCV Public Radio.
This is the Morning Edition at 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio, and joining us now for his Friday morning analysis of Virginia political news is Jeff Shapiro. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Wayne.
Former Governor and Mayor Douglas Wilder has announced that he now wants to bring his long-hoped-for National Slavery Museum to Richmond, to a historic former church building now on the VCU Medical Center campus near Shaco Bottom. Now, it's not clear how or if this would be compatible with current Mayor Dwight Jones's plan, grand plan for Shaco Bottom, which would include a slavery recognition center as well as a ballpark, among other things. How is all this going to come together?
Details, details, details. Doug Wilder's a big picture guy, very theatric, as we know. And Doug Wilder is going rogue again, reverting to character, this time in his latest effort to jumpstart this slavery museum. This proposal is largely news to VCU, but remember whose name is on the front of a VCU building, L. Douglas Wilder, the School of Government and Public Affairs. So one wonders whether Doug is making a very public effort perhaps to sort of shame VCU into coming to his rescue on this proposal. Of course, the former governor and the former mayor rejected overtures by his hometown, Richmond, to locate the slavery museum here. Michael Paul Williams points this out in a particularly pithy column this morning. I would commend it to you. This is also calling attention to this larger issue of the Shaco Slip baseball park, the proposed baseball park. This is supposed to be Mayor Jones's monument to himself. A lot of the good cheer of that's supposed to be built around this initiative, of which there is actually very little, if one believes the polls, seems to have been further diminished by a lot of the sad news out of Richmond these days, and that includes the death of that 8-year-old boy, Marty Cobb. We're told that he was defending his 11-year-old sister from sexual assault at the time. And this has itself become something of an issue. Eric Cantor, the majority leader, the gentleman from Henrico, giving a speech on the floor of the House yesterday. I suspect Cantor's running for something, indeed, for re-election. I think one should point out that the neighborhood in which the young Cobb fellow died isn't even in Cantor's district. But this is certainly an effort, I suspect some would say a very cynical effort by Cantor in an election year, to come across publicly as he so often doesn't, and that is sort of concerned and compassionate, you know, possessing a conscience, showing an interest in people's welfare.
Just in passing, I note that Cantor's opponent in the Republican primary for Congress, Professor Brad of Randolph-Macon, has challenged him to a debate, I believe, tomorrow morning early. And if Cantor doesn't come, Brad will go ahead alone, and I suspect that's what's going to happen.
Yes, and so there'll be a somewhat theatrical opportunity here for the economics professor, Mr. Mm-hmm. Bratt, mm-hmm. The liberal economics professor, as he's described disparagingly in those Cantor television ads.
Yeah.
So there may be an empty chair, we're told. Tomorrow is also the 7th District Republican Convention. Ordinarily, these affairs are about as interesting as watching paint dry, but this is going to be another measure, perhaps, of Republican frustration, discontent with Eric Cantor. Linwood Cobb, Cantor's man, is running for re-election as district leader. Ordinarily, he would probably be easily re-elected, and perhaps in the end that will be the case. However, he is opposed by fellow from up in Louisa, a Tea Party type by the name of Fred Gruber. And these conventions are really, you know, GOTV, get out the vote affairs, all sorts of rumblings, however, about some very heavy pre-filing for Gruber. Ultimately, this is all going to be determined by who shows up. But a couple of quick points. The Cantor people tried to erect an obstacle to Gruber, a very fat filing fee, $5,000. Gruber raised it. And also in an earlier Henrico County Republican convention, the Tea Party people and the Libertarians pretty much took control. And, of course, this is Cantor's home county. So we're seeing some signs that all is not well for the majority leader. Mm-hmm.
Time's running out, but just a few quick mentions. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals will hear the appeal of the ruling on same-sex marriage in Virginia, a district court judge having ruled Virginia's ban unconstitutional.
Yes, and what is important here is that Mark Herring, the attorney general, is not defending this prohibition. He contends it is indeed unconstitutional, mm-hmm. as a trial judge in Norfolk ruled. The attorney general is saying that this time Virginia, given its stand, for example, against school desegregation, should be on the right side of history.
Mm-hmm. And we should just note, for the sake of history, there's still no progress on the state budget or health care, Medicaid expansion.
Yes, the Senate Democrats saying to the House Republicans, show us yours, in particular, your plan. The only thing right now the House Republicans seem to be doing is throwing a little bit of extra money at health care for the indigent.
All right. Thanks to Jeff Shapiro, who joins us Friday mornings at this time, approximately, for his weekly analysis of Virginia political news. Thanks again, Jeff.
You bet.
This is Morning Edition on 88.9 WCVE. Good morning. We're having a good morning, too. It's membership campaign for the spring of 2014. We are hoping to wrap up this membership campaign as quickly as we can, and we're getting some help from Weinstein Properties today. They're challenging all procrastinators to pledge support for the station, and today only they're matching gifts dollar for dollar up to $15,000. For folks who pledge online at ideastations.org/membership, or folks who call us at our toll-free number, 1-800-476-8440, we'd like to enroll you as the newest member of our station. If you've never been a member before, if it's time for you to renew your membership, we'd love to recognize that as well. Some folks at certain times during the year feel compelled to give additional gifts to the station, and we welcome additional gifts from you if that seems appropriate at this point. ideastations.org/membership or 1-800-476-8440. We've had a couple of folks call in today and say that they appreciate Performance Today as one of the features that this station broadcasts. And here over 88.9 HD1, we'll be transitioning into a day of classical music, beginning with Performance Today, right after the 9 o'clock news from NPR. And our classical music programming continues later on today with Mike Goldberg. And if that's programming that you appreciate, then it's never too early to support it with your pledge to ideastations.org/membership or 1-800-476-8440. Wayne, one of our other favorite features, broadcast on Friday mornings, a little bit different time schedule during membership drives, but StoryCorps will be coming to our listeners in just a moment.
Right, in the 8:51 segment of Morning Edition this morning, it's usually heard around 8:25 on Fridays, but during a membership campaign, we shift things around just a little bit, so it'll be at approximately 8:55 this morning.
The StoryCorps recording van, we are proud to have sponsored it when it came to town once and parked outside the main public library in Richmond. It has been here on other occasions in the Richmond area, and if you enjoy hearing stories of family members and friends interviewing one another, that feature is a special segment of Morning Edition And we're proud to be kind of a part of that process and proud to be able to bring it to you on 88.9 WCVE. Also coming just ahead, a story about Crossroads GPS. It's the so-called social welfare organization guided by Carl Rove. So far this year, we understand it's been practically invisible in the midterm political battles. That story also ahead on Morning Edition. Peter Overby has the byline for that piece from NPR News. And as all of our programming today and throughout the year, it's made possible primarily by membership support. Folks who pledge at ideastations.org/membership or call 1-800-476-8440. And today only, Weinstein Properties has issued the Procrastinators Challenge. Today they're matching all pledges, dollar for dollar, up to $15,000 to help us wrap up this membership campaign quickly. So please call now, make your pledge, ideastations.org/membership.
Support for WCVE comes from Sheltering Arms Physical Rehabilitation Centers, recognizing Stroke Awareness Month. Sheltering Arms, helping people with illness and injury find the power to overcome for 125 years. Tools for stroke prevention and management can be found online at shelteringarms.com.
Tomorrow marks a year since the IRS admitted it had given excessive scrutiny to Tea Party and right-leaning